sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her class is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Happy Sunday morning, the Sunday before Christmas. Are you done shopping yet? Have you started shopping yet? How are you doing, Joe?
I'm pretty close.
Oh, good.
I'm learning a new way to shop. Instead of going, you do it on your computer.
It's sort of different. Yeah. My problem with that is that I wait too long. And then I can't do it online now because nothing will get here in time. So I will be out shopping. I've been really busy. The real estate market is funny because a lot of people think everybody, you know, goes on vacation and we all stop working in December. And that's true for some agents, I think, that do take advantage of it. What's nice about the business is that we can do that. You know, we can just take the day. We can take the month off if we want. But December has always been a really busy month for me. And such is true this month, this year as well, even pandemic and all. It's been really busy. A lot of activity, people buying and selling, a lot of stuff going on. So I haven't really done much shopping yet. So I'm going to be doing that this week.
Good luck.
Good luck. We didn't play the Home for Holidays music, but I brought Jingle Bells today.
I'll be home.
The little Christmas cheer. Confession to make. I have just really not been very much into Christmas this year. I think it's kind of been a thing with maybe it's 2020, and maybe it's I lost my mom this year, and so Christmas just does not feel the same. So I've been a little bit of a, not really a bah humbug, but really just kind of a not into it. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, it's next week. So, or it's like this week. Anyway, and good friend, past client, long time radio show listener and friend of Mike Kelly's, Lanny, had emailed me and said, are you going to do the Christmas story trivia? And yes, okay, we'll do it real quick. So we are going to. And I've got a prize for you. And it is a Christmas story sweatshirt. It's a size 2X. This is from actually Lanny is donating this to our cause. And then I'm going to throw in a $20 gift card for Badass Coffee, who was a guest, one of our business spotlights. Great local coffee shop. Since we are doing Go Local. So I'll throw in a gift card for that. This will all be available after Monday. Let's do quick trivia. If you're not a longtime listener to the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour has a Christmas Story is Mike's favorite movie of all time, and it's just a classic movie. We watched, you know, when it was the 24-hour. Joe has yet to see. Have you ever seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet.
Joe refuses to watch it. You like the
it's
other
not
ones?
Refused.
No, I know. And it would probably be a letdown because it's been so. You know, when somebody there's all this hype about something and then you finally watch it and you go, oh, really?
I tell you the truth, I am really bummed. I always thought one year I'm going to watch it and then I'd give Mike my. What I thought about it, and then, well, you know what
happened. Yeah, and that didn't happen, but yeah. It's okay. But anyway, so we always did a Christmas story trivia in the weeks leading up to Christmas, and I've kind of dropped the ball on that. As I said, it's been just kind of a weird year, and I think a lot of you all can relate. So quick trivia question on... let's make it a hard one. You can call in the number 636-1350, 707-636-1350. When they all went to the store, to the mall, and went to see Santa, there was a cutoff time that Santa had a shift was over, and the elves started rushing everyone along. What time was that? What time? And this is a trivia question. Compliments of our friend Lanny Medina, who urged me to, or suggested, or reminded me, and a little nudge to, hey, let's do a Christmas Story trivia. So what was that cutoff time? What was his shift over that prompted, the time that prompted the elves to kind of get everybody moving real quickly? It's a funny scene from the movie A Christmas Story. So you can call with that answer. If you don't have that answer, if nobody calls, we'll do an easier one, but that's a good one. And I didn't know the answer for it, so maybe you have to Google it. I don't know. Anyway, the prize, a Christmas Story sweatshirt and a $20 gift card for Badass Coffee, a local coffee shop here in Sonoma County, in Santa Rosa. There's a few of them. And they have been a past guest on the Real Estate Hour. Okay, so this coming up after the break, we're going to have, actually through the rest of the show, we have kind of a two-part. We have Kimberly Foster, who is also a longtime friend of the Real Estate Hour, with her business. She's an organizer and move manager and works with a lot of families, seniors, clearing out a house. If somebody is downsizing, moving into assisted living, or if a family member passes away and you need to clear out a property, an estate. So we're going to talk to her at the end, the second half of the show at 9:30, about her business, Chuck It. And then I wanted to have a conversation with her, because actually her and I both lost a mom this year. And you know, this is something we do. I work with a lot of families, a lot of estate, liquidations, selling off a family home. And I, you know, so I'm in it from a different angle. This year when my mom passed away, it's a whole different thing. And boy, is it overwhelming where to even start clearing out that house. And just all of the things you need to do. So I wanted to talk to Kimberly about it. We kind of talked and said this is a really important subject. So we're going to talk about that from 9:30 to 10. And then before that, this year, Kimberly started a new business. I'm still doing her other business, but she started a new business, also kind of in organizing, but it's called Back Office Diva. And she helps people with businesses, getting yourself organized. She's a virtual assistant, and we're going to ask her some questions about that. And I know that we're all doing that, you know, working from home. So I've got going to ask her some tips on that, how to get yourself organized there and what she can do to help. So that'll be coming up at 9:15. Quickly, we have a call.
Yes.
We have an answer.
Jeff from Petaluma thinks he knows the answer. Hi, Jeff. Happy holidays.
Hey, Jeff. Happy holidays. Thanks for calling in. What's the answer? What time was Santa's shift over at the mall?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, here, you get jingle bells for that. Jingle bells. There you go. You are correct. Thank you very much. Are you a Christmas Story fan? Do you watch it every year?
Not much, but I just got done watching a few days ago.
Okay. It's such a classic. We, you know.
If anything, I remember, right?
I know. So you didn't have to Google, you remembered it.
Well, I used to work retail, and I know what that's like.
Oh, yeah. You're okay, and we're out of here. Yeah, they really do push you out of the store. I used to work retail as well, so I get it. Stay on the line. Joe is going to get your contact information, and we'll have your prize available for you after Monday. So it'll all be in the office here at the studio probably Tuesday. So Joe will give you get your contact information. We'll let you know.
Cool.
Thanks for playing along,
okay.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay, so that's the winner. That's our one trivia, because I don't want to cut Kimberly short with her time. So watch this. It's a fun movie. It's such a classic. And when they play it, the 24 hours, or now, I guess, you know, when it's on, you know, I don't know if it's on Netflix or Hulu.
I do have the time for that.
Okay.
TNT has a doubleheader of it. It says tomorrow, so I'm guessing that means Monday.
Tomorrow's Monday.
At 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And then starting on New Year's Eve at 8 p.m. on TBS, 24 hours. And on TNT at 9 o'clock, 24 hours. So you go back and forth.
It's funny because we watched it every year, and it was that 24 hour. And I would, you know, leave the room, come back. You know, you'd pick up parts of it here and there while you know. And it's just one of those classic movies. It's fun. And thinking about Mike Kelly's favorite movie, and he got a kick out of the Christmas Story or A Christmas Story and talking about it here on the radio. So thank you, Lanny, for the reminder and for kind of given me that nudge and get myself in the Christmas spirit. So happy holidays to one and all. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we've got Kimberly Foster talking about her new business, Back Office Diva. And then after that, we'll talk about her other business, her longtime business, Chuck It, which is move management and organizing. And don't we all need to get organized as we head into the new year? So then we're going to squeeze in a little bit about real estate at the end of the show. All right. We'll be right back after this little break with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here on KSRO.
Turn on KSRO, like Scaramucci turned on Trump.
He is giving people a license to hate. You've got the leader of the free world saying bullying-ish, Neanderthal-ish, racist comments.
103.5, 94.5, and 1350 KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying the holidays in your new home, making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan for the new year. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not. Happy holidays!
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
KSRO is online at KSRO.com, streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber Company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. I was reading something, and I didn't know it was time to come on.
It is time to come on. And I want to tell you, we just got a text from Luann.
Oh, Luann.
And she said, can you thank
Lanny
on the air for keeping the tradition Christmas story trivia going, warms her heart. So,
aww.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Luann. And Lanny, I hope you heard that. And you touched Luann's heart and all of ours. And thank you. And I'm sorry that I kind of, boy, it's like, gosh, it's already, I realized, you know, a couple days ago that this was the last show before Christmas. Thank you, Lanny. Thank you, Luann, for calling in. And that one was for you, Mike. And we sure do miss you, and especially when we think about the Christmas story and all the fun we had here on the Real Estate Hour with that. So we are going to, without further ado and without any more delay, we're going to talk to Kimberly Foster, have her on the line. Are you there, Kimberly?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Hey, thank you for calling in. And I'm excited today about talking to you about two different things. We're, as everybody listening knows, and you know, I've been doing this business spotlight or a community spotlight, talking to local businesses and local nonprofits really since the pandemic began, because I thought, you know, how can I do my little part in giving back besides shopping local myself? But, you know, interviewing local businesses, giving you some time on the air to talk about your business. And I'm excited about your new business that kind of arose. Did it arise from the pandemic and the realization that people are needing your services? And I guess first let's talk about, what is your business?
Yeah, I just want to say, Allison, that it's very hard for me to hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe just left the room. So let me see. Okay, there we go. Is that any better?
That's much better. Now I can hear you.
Good.
Thanks.
Okay, so your business is Back Office Diva.
Yes.
And what is that business, and what are your services you offer?
Back Office Diva started in, well, I guess it was sometime in the summer, but it really kind of sprang from the pandemic. And when we all had to shelter in place, all my projects, my Chuck-It projects, went away, of course, because I do a lot of work in senior communities, senior living communities,
right,
and with the elderly, so nobody wanted me around. And,
they don't want you coming in there. I'm the same way. I'm like, nope, nobody comes in my house.
Right, and well, it was totally understandable because they are a vulnerable population, and so I'm standing here thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, I'm the type of person, well, most of us need to feel that we have a purpose here.
Yeah.
And it was such a disorienting time, and I think for a lot of people, it just threw us all upside down. And so I just started thinking and praying, you know, what can I do to continue to help people, but, you know, that is more virtual and not dependent on the older population and going into people's homes. And the world of virtual assistants crossed my path, and it totally landed for me. I have a pretty extensive business background and a business degree. And as you know, I've had Chuck-It since 2011, but before that I also had a coaching business. So I thought it was a really good place for me to put more of my skills and experience to help other people who are solo professionals with helping with their businesses or starting their businesses. I have a pretty heavy marketing communications background and also a coaching background. So I'm finding that when I work with clients in Back Office Diva that I'm really into the marketing consulting and coaching, and I love doing email newsletter campaigns, or any, it doesn't have to be a newsletter per se, but an email campaign, and of course PowerPoint presentations and any other kind of business operational projects that somebody might need help with so that they have more time to do something else in their business, or maybe even just go out and play, go for a bike ride, or do more with their families, or not spend as much time in front of their computers.
Yeah.
So that's basically how it was born. So.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and you know, kudos to you for pivoting, as I think should be the word of the year, really. It's to pivot,
it
you know. And I don't think it is. I think something else was, and I'm all, what about pivot? I really think it is, you know, and we all kind of had to do it. Even in real estate, we had to get more virtual learn how to do things a little bit differently as far as showing property and getting things out there. But I really like the idea of the virtual assistant, you know, model, really, and having me, because, you know, even for me, I'm a person in real estate, we do a lot of, you know, with like newsletters and with, you know, there's a lot of stuff that a virtual assistant could easily take off my plate, so I could go out and help my clients in a way that I'm better. I don't enjoy doing all of that stuff. I mean, I do it, but it's not my favorite thing. My favorite thing is to go out and help somebody buy and sell a home, or to do, you know, solve problems in a in a different way, you know. So it's great to be able to take advantage of that and have somebody that does enjoy doing that and is good at it take that off your plate. So I really like that idea.
Well, that's the thing about being a solo professional is that we wear so many hats. And one day, like years ago, right after I started Chuck-It, I realized that I sat down and I wrote all the things that I do. Like, I put them as titles, right? Like CEO, CFO, CTO, you know, like I handle all the technical if it, you know, if I can, or I find somebody to help me, but we do it all. And at some point it's like, well, I've got to do the work. I want to be with my clients and I want to be out there helping them do things. So that's exactly the advantage of having a virtual assistant. So you can be doing what you really love to do as opposed to the busy work or the back office work and the administrative work. That still needs to be done to keep your business
going.
Right,
it's a really important part of the business. You're right.
Exactly,
But to,
I need a VA, frankly.
For your
mom. Especially because Chuck is starting to pick up again, too, now. So it's like, oh, my God, I think I need to get a,
no,
myself
yeah,
a VA.
Get an assistant. Well, there's people out there looking for work. So there you go. Yeah, so how, you know, how is the back office, Steve? I mean, and can I just say that you have a knack for picking great names for your businesses, I think. I mean, Chuck It, we love,
you know,
we love Chuck It because it it rhymes with bucket.
I know. Mike loved that.
Mike
name
loved
too.
That, and the but back office diva. What a great name. Anyway, you have a knack for picking good names for your business.
Well, thank you. You know, I have to attribute that to a friend of mine, my friend Annette, back east, and we were texting when I was just starting my VA training program, and I said I've got to start my website, but before I do anything, I have to have a business name.
Yeah.
And we were texting back and forth, and she basically said, you know, she asked me the best question in the world. She said, well, what exactly is it that you want to do? And I said, well, I want to help people with the back office stuff. And we had already thrown around the word diva, and she said, well, how about back office diva? So I cannot take all the credit for it, but when she said it, I said, that's it.
That's the one.
Awesome. But that's always the challenge when you start a business is, what is the name going to be so it's not something boring? Or
yeah.
You know, there's so many things to think about when you're starting up a business and getting a name. But
right.
Anyway, I have a lot of other services. They're all listed on my website, which I actually created myself because I really wanted to learn how to create a website, and I wanted to learn WordPress, and I have to tell you right now, I think I've lost all my hair in working on WordPress.
Oh, I know, yeah.
But, you know, all
now
the
you know
technicians,
how to do it.
Everybody says it's like the best and got to have it, so I did
yeah.
it, but anyway, it's backofficediva.com.
Okay, and Diva is D-I-V-A?
It's Back Office, D-I-V-A, Diva. And that's all one word.
Okay, at gmail.
.com. Right.
Or no, I mean, that's your email. But then at backofficediva.com. Great. Is there a phone number that
email.
You want to give out?
I'm sorry.
Do you want somebody to call you, or is it best to just go to your website?
Well, if, you know, I do give a free 30-minute discovery session, and I've got schedule buttons on the header and on the footer of my web page on my website on every single page. So if anybody is interested in talking to me about what their business needs are and how I might be able to help them, then that's really the best place to go. I set it up so it when you click on it, it takes you to the availability on my calendar.
Oh, great.
And you just choose a time and follow the yellow brick road to book the appointment.
All right. So
if there's any confusion, then feel free to, the best way to reach me is by email. And that's, you know, I'm doing this time management thing.
No, that's great. You need to do that. Teach us all how to do
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah. So, you know, my email is Kimberly with two E's at the end at backofficediva.com.
Okay.
So pretty simple. And again, you can reach me through my website, too. That's pretty easy to do.
Okay.
I have a link to my website there. Email address.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk about Chuck It, move management, organization, what to do if you're clearing out an estate and all of that. We'll be right back. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
California is America's new coronavirus epicenter. If California were a country, its case numbers would make it the third hardest hit nation behind only the U.S. and Brazil. Californian Julian Echavarria is father in the ICU for 3 months.
Only thing to do is just pray, man. Pray.
Hope is on the way as the Moderna vaccine, the latest authorized for use in the U.S., started moving today. It will go from freezers to boxes and into trucks, then to airports for the trip to dozens of sites around the U.S. 5.9 million doses to start. This after a week that saw about 272,000 Americans roll up their sleeves for the Pfizer vaccine. A new more contagious strain of COVID-19 discovered in the UK. The Prime Minister imposing new stricter restrictions in and around London. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
On Friday, when we were presented with that new scientific evidence about the new variant, it was our duty to act.
Number of European countries cutting travel to the UK. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real Estate in Sonoma County carries on following all safety precautions to ensure the safety of both buyers and sellers.
While it may look a little different, the real estate market has remained strong, and mortgage rates are historically low. It's a great time to buy. We're implementing all health and safety requirements put forth by the County of Sonoma. Showings are allowed, one buying party at a time, and we're offering creative virtual strategies as well, including live face-to-face virtual tours, video walkthroughs, and virtual open houses. Thinking of selling? There are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice. Explain the current market and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number
01720334. I'm KSRO's Dale Tresillas with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Blue skies for your Sunday, high of 63, 57 along the coast, mid-60s for the warmer areas. Wind speeds are light and varied, just between 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, low 38, 39 on the shores. Tomorrow, sunny skies again, highs just in the low 60s, 50s on the coast. Blue skies for Tuesday in the low 60s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, the show before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. there it is. Thanks, Joe. Our favorite Real Estate Hour Christmas music. I really like that song, but also I like the idea that it's talking about being in a home by Christmas. And, you know, really, I don't think it's going to happen if you're just now starting to look. However, I do have an escrow. I have something closing. I think Christmas Eve we're going to be able to close. We were thinking it might happen the 29th, but I think it's going to happen Christmas Eve, which is awesome. And, you know, there are people getting ready to close escrow and move into their new homes. Right before Christmas and wrap up the year with that. So congratulations to all of you, if that is you. But if not, let's start thinking about, you know, what you can do next year, which is coming up in about, 10 days or something?
A week from Friday.
So let's start thinking about that. I'm glad to meet with you and go over any, put a plan together and see what we can do to get you into home in 2021. How fun would that be? Or get a home sold or move out of the area. Anyway, we're going to continue our conversation with Kimberly Foster. And this time we're going to shift gears and talk about her longtime business, which is called Chuck It. And she is a... organizer and move manager, working with a lot of families and seniors and all of that good stuff. Welcome back, Kimberly. Are you there? Can you hear me now?
Very hard to hear you.
Oh no.
Let's try that one.
Okay, we're gonna switch mics.
Okay.
Can you hear me better?
That's much better.
Well, okay. I don't know. Make a mental note of that, Joe.
We've switched to
mic number 3, and there's like 10 microphones in here, so it's a good thing. You've been here. So let's chat about your other business. We talked about Back Office Diva, which is your new venture that kind of sprang from the need to do something a little differently during the pandemic. But I think you said Chuck It is you're starting to get busy again with that. Are people getting a little more comfortable letting somebody into their home to help them get organized? How is that going?
Yeah, they are. The challenge right now, there are several challenges, though, is number one, having to wear a mask.
Right.
For me, anyway, because I do have a little bit of asthma, I limit my visits now to 2 hours, because that's about as much as I can take. You know, because it is a physical... it's a physical job often, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm usually the one who's doing a lot of moving around, and that increases respirations, and sometimes it's really uncomfortable. So, you know, so I'm limiting that. And then the other challenge is, you know, there are a lot of charities that are not accepting, that have shut down temporarily, and so there are fewer places, so I have to drive further, but it used to be so easy for me to transport donations and drop them off on my way home or, you know, whatever. It was just really easy.
Yeah, things are
so now different. That's more difficult, and I think they're getting more selective, and they're understaffed also, so they're all stressed. I mean, really, this pandemic is affecting everybody at all levels.
Yeah.
And everywhere, you know, because there are people who don't want to come in and be exposed, and so they have, or they have to stay home with their kids or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, so the whole picture has really changed a lot. And my favorite jobs right now are estate clear outs. So it's after somebody's already been moved into assisted living or memory care, or maybe they've passed on, and I can go in and I can work many hours, and I can work without a mask.
Right,
You know, unless I have a team, and then we work in separate rooms so that we're all comfortable and we can work more than 2 hours at a time. So that's what's happening right now.
Okay. Yeah. So your business, the bulk of what you do is go in and help somebody, whether it's getting organized to make a move or, like you said, clearing out an estate, and downsizing. Mm-hmm. You help somebody figure out what they're taking with them.
Yeah, the move management part is like project management. So I basically manage helping them decide what to take with them. That's usually the first step. So then we know what we can pack up for donation or giving away or sending to relatives or family or whatever. And then I do floor plans as well of the location they're going into, so we know what's going to fit safely and comfortably in their new home. And then I get movers, we pack, we unpack, and put everything away. And basically, they walk in and they can feel like they're home and acclimate to their new environment faster than if they were alone and having to unpack and taking months and months. And plus, unpacking and all that debris is very slippery. So I've heard horror stories of people saying, oh, no, I'm going to unpack myself, and they end up doing a face plant, trying to reach over a pile of boxes, and then they can't enjoy their new home. So I do advise people to get a team in to help them pack and unpack, especially.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And especially I would think if it's a senior, you know, moving into maybe an assisted living situation, to be able to have a safe place to go, and what a you know, nice way to kind of take that burden off of the family of having to do all that, and or the person making the move to have you do it. So I think it's a great idea.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of people are physically unable to do that type of work. You know, reaching up or, you know, putting things underneath or stacking boxes. It's very, very physical.
Yeah.
So, it is good. But I will say that the move management part is still really low because a lot of the communities are not letting me in. So they'll let me bring things to the door, and we unload things from the truck onto the, you know, the sidewalk or whatever, and then their staff brings it in.
Oh,
so
right,
the whole thing has changed so much.
Right, yeah.
And hopefully that won't last much longer, but, you know, it's nevertheless, it's very different, and I think it's a lot more stressful for the elders, too, which is heartbreaking, but it is what it is.
Right, yeah, we're learning to adapt, I guess.
Yeah, we've all had to do that.
Right.
You know, but, yeah, I would love to talk a little more about clearing out an estate. You and I both know that very personally now. I know
right.
it on both sides.
Yeah.
I know it professionally and personally.
Right. Well, hang on. Before we roll into that, we're actually going to take a break in a minute, but I want to just wrap up that, and I do actually, that's kind of the main reason I wanted to have you come on, is I want to talk about that because we both have that personal experience, and I found out how overwhelming it is as the child of somebody, you know, adult child of somebody who passed away. But anyway, first I want to just finish that up, just with a little bit of tips. If you have somebody that is getting ready to move and getting ready to pack and, you know, figuring what to bring and how to pack things and then how to unpack, do you have any tips on how somebody could, you know, what are the best ways to get started? I know sometimes I'll just stand in a room and go, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. You know, I do that with my mom's house as well. But as I can't imagine, I've lived in my house for 22 years now, I think. I think it's 23 years now. I don't even know where I would start to pack. So what are some things that you can suggest for that?
Well, the first thing is to start as soon as possible before you even know where you're going to move. I love it when people call me and say, you know, we're thinking of moving, we're not sure where or when, but we want to start the downsizing process, and I could kiss them because it's like, you know, this is the best time to start is as soon as possible before you know much of anything. And, you know, the first place to start, no matter where, what your situation is, start with easy things, because it is a process, and I always refer to the downsizing muscle. We don't go into a gym that when we haven't worked out for 50 years, and we don't start lifting 20-pound weights. We go in and we start, at least if we're smart and wise, we'll go in and we'll start with a 2-pounder or a 5-pounder or whatever. And over time, we can lift more and more, and it's very similar to the downsizing process from a mental or emotional standpoint. Is when you start with easy things, you get used to making decisions. So mm-hmm. you're kind of training yourself, you know, no, I absolutely don't want this, or I absolutely do. So, you know, starting with really easy things like medications or, you know, your pantry with expired meds or expired foods. Maybe a linen closet where you've got some ready old towels from 50 years ago that
you really don't need to bring with you.
Yeah, and, you know, it's also a great opportunity to start over with new towels.
Exactly.
But anyway, the point is to start with really easy things, and sometimes it's just walking through each room in your home and picking up old magazines and direct mail pieces and junk mail and papers and putting papers into containers if you're not sure what to do with them. But I think there's a lot that people can do just with that step alone that would make a huge difference. Looking at things like, do I really need this? Do I still use it? Mm-hmm. You know, do I like it? So, and letting those things go right away, and then you go to the next level and start evaluating things that might hold a little bit more of an emotional value, or something that you've looked at for 50 years that you're so used to seeing, you never even really stop to think about whether you really want it anymore or you need it anymore. So that would be the next step.
Okay.
Is, you know, so you're basically training yourself to make these
bigger and bigger steps.
Yeah. And if you don't know, just put it into an uncertain box. And this actually really helped, has helped several of my clients. So, you know, I have one client who had like 3 stacks of a lot of uncertain boxes. And after we went through his entire home, he went back to the uncertain boxes, and he blew through them so fast, and he ended up keeping like 3 boxes out of all of them.
It does. Yeah. I think it does get easier. You're right. And I kind of experienced that with my mom's house as we started packing things and went, oh, my, I can't possibly get rid of this. And then we would set it aside. And neither of us wanted it, but we didn't want to get rid of it. And when you go back, you're more conditioned, I think, at that point. So we're going to talk more about that, the kind of emotional, not kind of, very emotional and tough part of you know, when a parent passes away and you're clearing out, you know, a lifetime of their things. And I want to talk to you about that and just kind of the process. And you and I both had experiences. You're kind of through that part of selling your mom's home, and I'm just beginning. So let's talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. I'm talking with Kimberly Foster of Chuck It. We're talking about her business, Chuck It. She also has Back Office Diva, which we talked about in our business spotlight. You can catch all of this on the podcast at ksro.com after the show. Joe will load it all up if you miss any information. We'll be right back. This is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
The market is up. The market is down. Stay on top of it with KSRO Financial Editor Steve Reuter. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour. And Your Money Now at 31 past all day long. For all the latest Wall Street and business news, depend on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year, and hope that you're enjoying the holidays in your new home, making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan for the new year. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not. Happy holidays!
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hope you're all ready. I'm not, but I will be. I'll be busy this week. I'm actually
it's
really
still
busy.
5 days. I know, you're not supposed to be ready yet.
Every year I say, I'm going to get more organized. But I'm talking to the right person. I'm talking to Kimberly Foster, who I bet. Kimberly, are you done shopping? Do you do a lot of Christmas shopping?
I relate to what you said before I even came on, because I was listening. And this Christmas is very difficult for me because I'm usually with my mother.
You usually go to New York.
Every
right?
Christmas for I don't know how long.
Me too.
And I lost my mother in February. So I don't, it's just not an event for me at all. I mean, Christmas is like, what?
I know.
So, she was my only family. So I sent money for treats for my mother's dog, who's living with her primary caregiver now in back nice. East in upstate New York. So we decorated my mother's grave site. So that's probably about the only Christmassy stuff I'm gonna do.
Yeah. It is. It's tough. It is tough. And I'm sorry that you I'm sorry for your loss, and I and I know it's I know the feeling, and it's
I know you do. I know. Yeah.
And it is tough. And little things like that when you think about traditional things that you would do. We did, my mom lived local here, she lived in Terra Linda. And, every holiday, every birthday, every little event, we would usually go down to my mom's, especially in the later years when she didn't like to drive so much. She was 88 when she passed in June. She was very active still, was actually planning a hike with some friends the day that she passed away. And Anyway, so very active, but you know, she didn't want to travel much, so we would go down there. So every year, I mean, that's everything we would do, would go into Graham's house, you know. So it is tough, and it's hard to get into the Christmas spirit, but I'm trying. But anyway, you and I have talked about, you know, the process of it, and so not only are you dealing with the emotional part of it, of this huge loss, and then, you know, you're standing in this house, and in your case, is I think the same as mine, where it was the house you grew up in. You know, so this was a house that I lived in since I was five. I think I was born in San Francisco. We moved to Reno for a couple of years and then moved back when I was 5 years old to Terra Linda. And so this was home. And not only that, there was a point in my life where I had moved back in when I had two of my kids and had some stuff going on, and we moved back in for a little bit, and so my kids even grew up in that house. So, you know, it's hard. So you're not only going through that whole emotional part, but you're, and then having to sell that house, and not, and right, what I'm going through right now is having to pack everything up, and it's so hard. Mm-hmm. She was an artist and had just walls, her entire walls full of art, her artwork, and then some friends' artwork and some of the kids' artwork, and, you know, every little thing, you know, my kids drew, she'd put it in a frame and put it on the wall, not everything, but, you know, she would just, you know, and so we took all of that off, and that was a hard process. And then there's a room that's just full of artwork, framed art, and so I don't even know what to do. We don't, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do with that. And then it's myself and my sister, and she lives in Texas, so she's been here a few times while we try and just go through this process, and we just get stuck. And it's like, you know, and not only figuring out who's going to take what, but then what to do with the stuff that we don't want, that we don't want to, you know, you almost feel like you're being disrespectful if you get rid of something, which is, you know, I have, you know, I don't know. So I have to get over that. So what did you find was helpful for you do you have a sibling that you were going through things with, or is it just you?
No.
Okay.
No. They took what they wanted. So that's what I advise my clients is, or their families, you know, is to, the first thing is to have any family members, children, adult kids, or grandkids, take what they want mm-hmm. out of there. Now, we all live 3,000 miles away. So, so I don't know. We just, you know, for me, the process was, maybe a little bit easier because I was 3,000 miles away, although it was still very emotional to know that all these beautiful pieces that my mother had personally refinished, but also family pieces that she always wanted us to have.
Right.
And we had, over the years, we had tagged them with our names on them, which I also recommend.
That's a good idea. But,
you know, that actually turned out to not really pan out because we all have our own stuff and we're 3,000 miles away and it was just cost prohibitive to ship things. None of us really had the energy. So I hired an estate sale planner whom I had met last Christmas because I saw that things were changing and that something was going to happen with my mother in terms of changing her residence. So I saw that writing on the wall. I didn't know she was going to pass that soon. But anyway, I had already started the ball rolling. And so I already had an estate planner lined up, and I knew he would take the job, and I knew what his services were, including getting rid of everything afterwards. So, you know, I had that time to process through, you know, what to think about. That estate sale happened the week before, literally the weekend before we all went into shutdown.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, the first or second weekend, and I think by that time it was the second weekend in March, that they had the estate sale, and then the eventual buyers toured that house. It was almost empty. I mean, really, there was a lot of stuff left. But they toured the house the day before shutdown.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that's another story. But I ended up having an assistant, and this is probably a very helpful story for people who are dealing with long distance property clear outs, is that I had Mary, who was my mother's primary caregiver. I called her my house manager because she took care of so much. I managed my mother's entire life from here, but without Mary, I wouldn't have been able to do. I would have had to move back, probably.
Yeah.
But Mary and I just did virtual tours together. She walked through the house with me on the phone, sent me pictures. But I already had a really good idea of what was left in the house. But I did struggle with many pieces, and I understand what people go through. We want people we know and love, or who are connected to the person who has passed, we want them to have it if we can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, you know, getting to certain things where you know you don't want it, but you just can't let go of it. Well,
right.
I have my mother's pajamas in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear them because they're too big for me and I don't like the cloth. But I can't, she died in these, and
yeah.
I cannot, will not give them up right now.
Right.
You know, and I know that rationally, that it's right now I'm not going to, and it didn't take much for me to bring them back here
mm-hmm.
or to get them.
Yeah. I have a pair of my mom's flannel pajama pants
yeah.
that I actually wear, that I've been wearing,
huge,
and I love them.
This is a huge topic that I could probably talk for a couple hours or more
yeah.
on,
yeah.
You know, in terms of how to do this whole thing. But one thing I do want to say before we run out of time is for all the realtors out there listening, I really want to emphasize that for the adult kid or anyone who's involved in, who has lived in that family home,
mm-hmm.
I lived in that family home since I was 10 months old. So
oh
it
gosh.
Was like a
yeah.
sanctuary to me.
Right.
And it was a loss almost as great as losing a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to emphasize that to treat your clients who are selling their family home with a lot of empathy
mm-hmm.
and a lot of compassion and understanding. I didn't feel as though I had that with my realtor, and it made it even worse
oh,
for me
yeah.
and,
well,
and harder for me. And I just can't emphasize that enough. It is not a number.
Yeah.
It's not a street number to that person. And to hear it be called a street number is actually heartbreaking. So that's my two cents.
Well, and I appreciate somebody that's been through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for somebody who's been through it. I mean, on every level, you know, I work
right.
with a lot of realtors, you know, and then I'm also helping adult kids deal with, you know, letting go of stuff.
Yeah.
But now I know it from such a much
right.
deeper
and, yeah,
place.
And me as well, because I work with a lot of families and trust sales. Trust.
Yeah.
Property. So it's good to hear that from your angle as well, and just to live through it. We've been talking about maybe doing a Zoom or some kind of series where we kind of dive deeper. So let's continue that conversation with that.
Oh, good.
And
That'd
I think
be
that
great.
Would be great, because we are out of time. So thank you so much,
yeah.
Kimberly Foster, Chuck It
Move
Management
thank
Organization,
you.
And Back Office Diva, and backofficediva.com, and then chuckit.com. Thank you so much for
no,
all your
chuck
insight.
Chuckit.net.
Chuckit.net. Sorry, chuckit.net.
Yep.
Okay, all that information.
With an E.
All that information will be on the podcast and on our Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We're out of time. Thanks, Kimberly. Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy your holiday. We'll be back next week. I will have some market information. If you know, we are still selling real estate right now. So if you need some help with real estate this week, I am working. It's 799-3617. Give me a call. Let's start that conversation about what you want to do in 2021 to buy or sell a home. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. Go out and have some fun today.
The preceding was a paid presentation. News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC's Zareen Shaw's in California. A state rattled by 40,000 new cases just Saturday.